Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, this is the Coast to Coast Radio Show. I'm your host, Ron Fitch. Today we have Fairleigh Dickinson's coach, Greg Herenda, to come on our show to break down the heavyweight battle between North Carolina and Villanova. I'm looking forward to him calling in very soon, within the minute. I love this matchup. It's a contrast of styles. Villanova has the tough defense, which Ryan Arciakado, I just butchered his last name. I just call him Archie. He's one of the better point guards. He's a great defender, great competitor, going up against the front line of North Carolina and those guys who are great, and Marcus Page, that's a great matchup. Okay, good. We have the coach. All right, we have one of my favorite guests, Coach Greg Herenda, Fairleigh Dickinson. First of all, congratulations for making the tournament. I was so ecstatic when I saw that you made the tournament.
Hey, Ron, thanks so much, man. So was I.
I was so proud of you, man.
I appreciate it. It was a terrific year. And, you know, it was a great experience. We've got a lot of good young players. And as you well know, a bunch of kids from New Jersey and Maryland and local kids that, you know, worked hard. And we won a lot of tough games, a lot of games on the road. And it was a tremendous experience. And we didn't do what we wanted to do in Dayton, but we're going to get back there in advance. That's our new goal. And we're already getting back to work on Thursday, doing individual workouts and all that kind of stuff. But I'm still here in Houston awaiting a huge game tonight.
Awesome, awesome. You know Jay Wright. So now, how do you think Jay Wright's going to combat Bryce Johnson and Hicks and James and that big, massive front line of Carolina that loves to go inside all night?
Well, I don't want to tell Jay Wright what to do. He just won the National NABC Coach of the Year. He knows what he's doing. But I think it's always a two-sided coin, Ron, to be honest with you. Carolina's going to have to match up to all their perimeter people. So I think Carolina's going to have a hard time guarding them. But I think at the end of the day, you know, if Villanova can rebound the basketball and make shots, I mean, that's it. If Villanova's making shots, they don't lose. But if Carolina rebounds it, which they do every night, they don't lose. I think it's going to be the first two games, obviously, weren't really competitive at the end of the day. But this one, I think, has the makings of an epic NCAA final.
I totally agree. And you talked about spreading them out. A guy like Chris Jenkins is going to make their front line have to come out and chase on the perimeter. But now describe a guy like a Chris Jenkins.
You know what, Ron? I just lost you. What? I didn't hear the end of your question.
No, I said a big X factor for Villanova is Chris Jenkins shooting from the outside, because Carolina, you know, their front line, they're going to go big. They're going to try to go big, but Villanova will be smaller, and Villanova could spread Carolina out or pick and roll those big guys, and then have Jenkins float to the 3-point line and really hurt them from outside.
Yeah, no, exactly. And I think that was our success. You know, we had Earl Haas, who's a 6'6 four-man that no one can match up to all year. And he was the most improved player in the league and wins the most outstanding player in our conference tournament. So I think matchups in college basketball are critical. And the key to matchups now with the line, I think the guards have more of an impact if they're making shots on the game than the big. So this is a classic confrontation of bigs versus smalls. And I'll tell you one thing, your chef who's a man, if you see him live, now we played these guys, so we know all about it. A chef who is not going to back down. I think the key is if he gets in foul trouble, that's going to be difficult for Villanova, you know, to combat. But I think at the end of the day, man, it's going to be a great one. I just want to enjoy it. People are like, who are you rooting for? Who do you want? I just want good basketball, because college basketball has changed over the years, but it's still, and Ron, I said it after our tournament, it's the best tournament that God's ever created, and I just want to enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know, pull for somebody.
Now, let me tell you something. You're talking about the perimeter players. Josh Hart, he outplayed Buddy Hield and played a great game. He's played great in the tournament, and he gets his nose inside. He gets a lot of offensive rebounds for a guard. He can drive.
Josh Hart's a really good player.
He can slash the bath. He does a little everything.
Oh, no, he's, you know, Josh Hart is, he's, you know, he rebounds it, he drives it, and he defends. I mean, Villanova has so many good players. People forget, you know, they were, not that they forget, but they were ranked number one in the country for so, you know, not for a long period. People think Villanova is just a good team. They're not a good team. They're a great team, but so is Carolina. But everyone's anointed. My first Final Four was Georgetown, Villanova, and everybody left the city. And right now I'm in Houston. I'm just walking the streets, and it's very quiet now. And it has the same feeling of that Georgetown game when everyone thought Georgetown was just going to walk away. They're the big bad Hoyas. And I get the same feeling, Ron, here in Houston today. I got to be honest with you.
Wow. Now, if you're – now I'm going to take it to the other side. You're Goliath. You're Roy Williams. You have those bigs.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden you have Bryce Johnson. Do you go high-low? Because they destroyed Syracuse's own with Bryce Johnson, who's a sneaky good passer, was able to go high-low with Kennedy Meeks and James, or it was Meeks going inside to Bryce Johnson, or it was Page cutting to the basket. They're dangerous. I'm going to tell you the guy who I hope – people start to give credit to that does everything on the Carolina, and that's Justin Jackson.
Yeah. You know what, man? Roy Williams, I mean, I think he was born with good players outside his sport. I mean, he works hard. But Carolina, when you talk about their high-low, it's not high-low, it's really high and really low. You know what I'm saying? So, like, they're going to the high post with long 6'9" to 7-foot dudes that see over Syracuse's zone, and we'll see over Villanova's zone. So, but I think Jay's gonna, you know, adjust. And I know, you know, you got to watch out for the fans out there to watch. You know, Villanova's got a great 1-2-2 3-quarter court pressure that if you're not totally prepared, you can cough it up. And if you turn the ball over to Villanova, you got to be prepared. But you know, if I'm, you know, Roy Williams, I keep it simple. You know, you go high-low, you go inside-out. And the key for Carolina as well is they've got to make a balance of inside and out. So they've got to make shots as well as score around the basket. But the key, the killer is the second and the third shots at Carolina, because those the percentages on the second and third shots for North Carolina is, you know, in the 70s and 80s. So they don't you know, mess around. When they get a rebound, you know, they're putting that thing back in hard, and they're generally getting fouled as well. So it's I can't wait, man. I'm down here with my son. I'm speaking in a few minutes at the NABC to the coaches here at the convention in Houston. I'm just the luckiest. I'm next to Lou Gehrig. I'm the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
I'm lucky to have you on, and I want you to give me a prediction before I let you go.
I'm going to just say right now, Villanova, I'm an East Coast guy. We played Villanova. Villanova 76-75, and maybe even higher. I think this thing is going to be an offensive juggernaut, and I got Villanova late. Pulling off another Big East. They didn't win the Big East championship. My boys from Seton Hall won it. But I crowned Villanova the champions, and I'm going. I heard Barkley this morning take Carolina. Everyone's taking Carolina. I'm going for my boy Jay and the Wildcats.
I like that. You were the man. That's all I wanted to tell you. You go and enjoy your day.
I appreciate it, Ronnie. And I'm glad you're feeling better. You know, you're up on your feet.
Yeah.
Make sure you drink fluids. There's a lot of things running around out there, so get rid of that.
I know.
Get your rest.
I got – that's the best advice ever. I appreciate it. Thanks
a
lot. Take care.
Good.
Okay. That was Coach Greg Herinda. That's my guy. He always brings a lot to the table. Villanova can definitely win this game. And I'm going to tell you their game plan and how they're going – how they could win this game. They could literally, with their defense and with the way they scramble on defense and the way Ryan Archiakado can play defense on the perimeter with Hart and Jenkins and Oshefu, who could rebound. They just have to keep Carolina off the boards. And Carolina can't go 0 for 10 like they did against Syracuse from the outside. A key for Carolina is Nate Britt and Joel Berry and Marcus Pace has to hit from the outside just to keep the balance, because you're going to get some inside points. But Villanova's going to dig. Johnson's going to drive. They're going to look to take that ball from. They're going to attack those bigs when they have the ball. And like Coach said, they're going to trap too, not to pressure, because you don't want pressure Carolina. They're going to trap just to make them uncomfortable. Villanova makes you uncomfortable trying to score against them. But Carolina's still going to get theirs because they're too big and tight. And Oshefu, like you said, Oshefu can't get in foul trouble. Oshefu doesn't play. If Oshefu gets in foul trouble, that's problematic for Villanova, because they're big. They don't really have really talented bigs after that. You know, you have a lot of great perimeter players, and they should get there. If Villanova got to make shots like they did again, they're not going to shoot 70% like they did against Oklahoma, of course, but they're going to have to make outside shots. Jay shoots them more threes than anybody. That's kind of, you know, what he feels like. I just will shoot them, and then eventually I'll outscore you, and with my defense, I could still beat you. So that's the factor. I just think it's Carolina's time. I think Carolina wins. It would. Could Villanova win? Absolutely. Villanova could win. They feel like it's their time. They're on a mission. You know, and you know, Jay Wright winning a national championship would be a nice thing. It would solidify his legend and how great a coach he is. Now, if he doesn't win, he is the short list of best coaches in the entire country, because he's not getting the big front line, not getting Carl Towns. Carl Towns not coming to Villanova. So he has to get these guys who are really good players, who might not be pros, or maybe borderline pros, and battle. And it's in a battle Philadelphia style. And what Carolina, I love about Carolina, is Roy Williams takes these kids who he doesn't get a lot of one and dones. He gets a lot of two or three or four and dones who become pros because of his great coaching and the Dean Smith system that he implemented and used in his type of interpretation of the Dean Smith system. They kind of run quick hitting, high scoring, and they play good defense. I just think Roy Williams is going to get another national championship. That's just my personal opinion. Before I go, I watched the Royals and Mets. The Royals scratched out four runs and take a 4-0 lead, held on to win 4-3. Typical Royal win. My Harvey got hit a little bit. He's not the ace of the Mets. Noel Syndergaard and Jacob deGrom are better pitchers. My Harvey just has a bigger ego. He's a very good pitcher, very good talent, but he's not as good as those two pitchers. And no matter, you know, he just has a massive ego, so he needed to be the number one starter. But those other two guys are stars, and that's a good. We'll talk more baseball now that the college football, basketball season's coming to an end. So we're definitely going to talk more NBA and more Major League Baseball on my next show.